Welcome to Tea Party Media. I am Martin Lindeskog, and this could be like a bonus episode, bonus material from previous episode. And I will have a show title here with a motto or a slogan that is used by Circle Networks, and that is Friendship Fuels Business. So this process with know, like, and trust. Do you like somebody and you trust them, and then you do business and refer others. Something to think about. So I wanted to add that motto slogan of Circle Networks. And I have also started reading Jamie Stewart's book, Be More Buffalo. It's in a combination, you could say, of a story and a workbook, a business book. And I got thinking when I read the book Critical Chain by Dr. Goldratt, when I studied international project coordination. It was a book about project leadership and coordination of a project in a story. So, and that I learned and got insights from. And the show, podcast show called Power, in an acronym sort of, is Pod News Weekly Review with James Cridland and Sam Setti. They have an expression there, and Sam is often saying friend of a show. So it could be an active listener, somebody that have sent a donation, as you say now in America, tip, because then you could deduct that and not tax for that. I have heard you do new rules and laws and regulations and opportunities there. As if you're a content creator and you get donation or tips, then, because you don't tax on tips like a waiter or others, what I know about in America. So, but it's this voluntarily thing, value for value, and that you ask about it. And that's also something that you have in Circle Networks. What do you want help with, and how could I help you as a fellow member? And coming back to that know, like, and trust. And if you like this show, what I'm doing, and giving advice regarding new media, pieces of advice, and my journey here with my podcast, with my website, teaparty.media. And that also reflection from one spotlight, what this would be on a website in order to work for your business. And it got me thinking that I will include the profile page of that member. Again, it's remembering names. I'll come up with that and include that in show notes. It got me thinking, and I did some notes during her presentation and did some screenshots and so on. So, and I have, that's something that I've been thinking of, plenty of, you know, projects to do, and how will everything goes together. And that's this thinking of ikigai. It's Japanese thing, something that you know about, passion about, you like it, you have skills, experience, and then these circles are meeting each other, and the sweet spot, so to speak, that you could get paid for it in one way or another. And that's a challenge as a new media advisor regarding podcasting, for example, that you find where podcasts are out there, but it could be hard to get paid for the actual podcast, the listeners, because it's so-called free. You could have premium feed, and you could have that you so-called subscribe to podcast, but often it's only for, again, the podcast and the celebrities and famous people that have plenty of fans. But I like the concept of true fans, with these 100 or 1,000 true fans that like your stuff and want to give back or pay for it in different ways. And that's, again, this sweet spot then in Ikigai. So, and it's circled around my passion and hobby, tea. And I have a teacup mug beside me here on the table. And I have published my first book on tea. I have plans of that, how to do. Again, it is this energy time and return of it. But it got me thinking about it, that friendship fuels business. And it gives energy to be at these meetings. It's 90 minutes, gives lots of energy. And you talk about personal things and hobbies and interest. And then you go to business and what you're doing. And then you ask, and then you think about, who do I know that could be appropriate and have a good connection there. So that got me thinking. So I wanted to do this add-on or bonus material about this motto and slogan, friendship fuels business. And following along here, so I will come back, as I said, doing this following up and getting these contacts and relationships over time, and then having guests on this show, and then also talking about how it's going with my services and this website and other things. It will be mainly about podcasting, new media, of course, my tea interest, and so on. So I will talk more about that, but it will be, try to do this episode short and sweet, have one topic, one idea, one question, and you as a listener are welcome to give feedback in different ways. And that's as an end podcast hosting company called Buzzsprout. They recently had a new feature with giving a fan mail. They have, but that is linked, I think, to Facebook Messenger, or if it's going to be WhatsApp or whatnot, your phone number, or, and in a way you have it, and you could have this f.me, I think it is, or fb.me, so linked to a messenger, but I didn't get it to work. It got like an SMS or phone number to, if it was in America then, but it didn't go through. But now we have incorporated this audio message. One service is called SpeakPipe. I could link that in the show note. And I have that on the Secular Foxhole, that is on Podpage, where you have an audio voice message you could leave. And also on this Beamly I have for Ego Netcast, where you could have an audio message, and then Buzzsprout has incorporated that in their web page or sponsor page or support page, that you could then send a message. And that could be pretty neat, because if you're having an audio podcast, why not, as a listener, you could give us quick feedback and react to that. So I think, and then you could use that as that your listeners becoming a co-producer with their permission, of course. So I was thinking about that also when I got the opportunity, thanks to Instagram, following a podcast, Just That Films, and that, or something like that. Now, again, coming up, remember the name of the podcast, and Josh, where, and I asked about my favorite movie, Chocolat, and they would do a review of that, and now they have published it. So they have incorporated and included my blurb about why I thought this movie is, if it was underrated and underseen, and my take on it and my review, short review and thoughts about the movie. And then they do a whole episode of the movie and the film. I enjoyed that very much, to be included and to listen to the episode about my favorite movie. So that made my day. So what could that lead to? So with that, I will take a sip here of tea, PD tips in the morning. So, and I will prepare now for my presentation at Circle Networks in the near future here today, in a couple of hours. So bye for now, and talk soon again.